This is a production of the Future Radio Network.
And now, coming at you live from deep, deep, deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California, it's the Think Future Podcast with your host, Chris Future. Listen now as Chris rants and raves from his personal mobile studio on his way to work.
Hey, everybody. It's the Think Future podcast number 55, I think. I don't know. I know it's June 1st, 2005. I'm your host, Chris Future. And today, I think I've decided I'm going to make a few changes. First of all, I listened to my show from yesterday where I went to Home Depot 10 times and yada yada, and I practically fell asleep listening to myself. I'm going, Jesus Christ. You know, if I heard myself for the first time with that podcast, I would think, you know, what the fuck am I doing listening to this guy? It is the most boring thing I have ever heard. This is podcasting? What the hell? I mean, the guy isn't even anybody famous. Why do I care about what the hell he does on the weekend? I mean, it's ridiculous. So I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to change things up a bit. I'm going to make things very, very, very different moving forward. Because, you know, I'm sick and tired of this shit. I mean, I was listening to podcasting. I was listening to some other podcasts. I was listening to a number of them, and, you know, as I was listening to them, and I'm thinking to myself, man, this stuff is getting so boring. It's getting even more boring than regular radio. I mean, it's just turning into one fucking mutual admiration society where everybody's backslapping everybody else. I listen to Adam Curry on the one hand, and all he's doing is fucking flitting around from one fucking hotel to another fucking hotel where they've got valet service and this and that, and his only complaint is don't have fast internet access. Oh, poor baby. But no, he's got fucking laundry services and he's paying through the nose. He's like, this nice hotel, and it's like, fuck, I didn't get into this so I could listen to lifestyles of the fucking rich and famous. I mean, that's not what I'm into. So this is what I'm going to do. This podcast is going to change completely. It's going to be what I wanted it to be from the very beginning. And what it was talking about shit that people don't talk about. People talk about stuff all the time that never gets it into any kind of media. So that's what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on controversial shit. Topics of controversy. And in fact, if I can't shock you, then I don't know if I'm going to be able to continue doing the podcast. That's basically what I'm looking for. If I can't make you squirm, then forget about it. So, I have a bunch of controversial topics lined up. I might not do this every weekday. I might break the pattern, because it might take me a bit longer to get this stuff all rolling. But, you know, from now on, that's what you're going to hear from me. You're not going to hear any, you know, this is what I did on the weekend, or any of that other shit. It's going to be topics of controversy, and that's where we're going with this. Now, if you've got any complaints about that, I want you to let me know. Send me an email at thinkfuture@yahoo.com, and I want to know what you think of the new format. Anyways, so I realized I was boring you, and I'm going to shake things up. First off, I don't really have much prepared. I did have a couple of notes, though. We were talking about John Bolton and the UN. I mean, you guys have been following this at all. First of all, I want to say, you know, fucking news. I don't give a crap about Deep Throat. I don't give a crap about this asshole who outed Richard Nixon a while back. I mean, what the fuck is that? 99% of people out there don't give a flying fuck about this guy. So stop covering him. I'm flipping from channel to channel this morning. It's goddamn felt this, felt that. Well, fuck you. I don't give a shit about that guy, and 99% of people around here don't give a shit. This is how come people have run away from the media in droves. This stuff is crap. Nobody wants to know. Nobody cares about it anymore. Somebody said it. earlier today, and it's so true. Nobody gives a crap about this. What's important is the here and now and what's happening in the future. And what's happening in the here and now and what's happening in the future is that President Bush has nominated a kick-ass asshole to straighten out the UN. And that's exactly what that motherfucking shit hole of an organization needs. It's a piece of crap. It should have been disbanded long ago. I mean, basically, it's a bunch of politicians ripping countries off and paying off each other. That's all it is. You know, I want to see it abolished. I think it's a piece of shit. It needs to get the hell out. And it's just ruining things for everyone. But, you know, in the absence of abolishing it, we need to send an asshole over there to kick some ass. Somebody needs to go over there and whip that place into shape. And I think Bolton is the man to do that. So stop fucking around. Just get the guy in there and move on. Jesus Christ. You know, the American people elected this administration back in for a reason. They had an agenda to get stuff done. And all the opposition doing is filibustering and stopping. I mean, basically, their tactic is one of delay. If we can delay this thing long enough, 4 years will pass, and nothing will get done. You know, from my libertarian side saying, yeah, that's great. You know, nothing's going to get done. I love it when government does nothing. That's my favorite position. But not in this case. In this case, I just want to get shit done. Let's put some of these things through. Some of the stuff on Social Security, I totally agree with. The UN... yes. Judges, yes. You know, let's get the fucking thing moving. Jesus Christ. This is why I'm so fucking pissed at politicians and politics right now. I can't talk about it. Anyway, so, that's where I'm at. This is changing. I'm sick and tired of the same complacent shit that's going on in this world. From now on, we're going to focus on topics of controversy. I've got some lined up already. And I'm going to start on them tomorrow or the next day or whenever I get to the next show, because I might not be doing these things weekdays anymore. So there it is. It's June 1st. If you like Think Future, go vote for me at Podcast Alley. You know, I had a contest up there, but I'm going to knock it down. I'm going to take it down because I'm getting no response from it whatsoever. Listen, if you're out there and you're listening to me, I need your feedback. I need you to tell me what you want me to talk about. I'm going to talk about things no one else is going to talk about. I'm going to talk about stuff that will make you squirm. So just be ready for that. If there's something that makes you squirm, send me an email at thinkfuture@yahoo.com and tell me about it. Call our audio comment line at 206-666-5755. 206-666-5755. I know it's not a toll-free number, but Jesus Christ, man, what is it, 5 cents a minute? You can leave like a 2-minute message on there. It'll cost you a dime. Just call and leave me audio feedback. The website, thinkfuture.com, futurepodnet.com, futureradionet.com. It's all the same. It goes to the same place. Go there, get information. All right, I think I'm done for now. Listen again.